Greetings and welcome. You are listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. Now on today's program, the eccentric composer Gesualdo, and a favorite by Grieg, and yes, of course, some oboe music. Let's begin with some music by Gustav Holst. Now, thought at the time to be a little radical for English music, the Planets drew inspiration from a lot of different places, including mythology and mysticism, some Oriental philosophy, raw nature, and of course, astrology. Now, during the course of the composition, that was between the years of 1914 to 1916, Holst did himself become a very skilled interpreter of horoscopes. In any case, his delving into the stratospheres resulted in an amazing work. Today, we're going to hear from the Planets, Venus, bringer of peace. I think we all need a lot of that right now.
Thank you.
A lovely performance. The Vienna Philharmonic Orchestra with Sir Eugene Ormandy conducting. And that was Venus from the Planets. You're listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And let's move on to quite the eccentric composer. Carlos Rosaldo, Prince of Venosa, was one of the most intriguing composers of his generation, as well as being infamous for other felonies. He apparently murdered his wife and her lover after catching them in a compromising situation and had his second wife filed for divorce several times. And, you know, who knows what else. But he was, however, a very gifted composer. His 19 5 Voices motets represent a mixture of styles with quite some unusual part writing, which is, let's say, a tad bizarre and a tad baffling. But they are, however, most ear-pleasing. We're going to hear a very talented ensemble, the Oxford Cameretta, with Jeremy Summerlee conducting. the Oxford Camerata, with Jeremy Summerlee conducting. And that was music by the very colorful composer Gesualdo. This is Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And I think it is that time. Regular listeners might know what I'm speaking of. It is the requisite oboe time, and it's celebrating a very underrated instrument. Some say one of the hardest in the world to perfect. I'm talking about the oboe. Today, some music inspired from Japan. Now, I find this CD particularly beautiful. It is a compilation of Japanese melodies. We're going to be hearing two selections, the Hambabe Nonuta, it's a seaside boating song, and Komoro Maguta, a horseman song. This is an excellent performance by Jean-François Béart, joined by his chamber orchestra.
Thank you.
two incredibly beautiful Japanese melodies. Those were performed by Jean-François Payard and his chamber orchestra. We heard Hambambe non Uta and Komoro Maguta. And that comes from a disc entitled exactly that, Japanese Melodies. Let's move on with a little guitar music. Why not? So we're going to talk about a musician who's had several Grammy nominations. I mean, an awful lot. Put out over 25 albums and also is a Zen monk. I'm talking about Otmar Liebert. He's a musician and enjoys the philosophy of life. And he's reached a much broader audience. His debut CD, way back in the day, became one of the bestseller albums of all time. We're going to hear some of that from his studio recording of In Amore, Summer Flamenco. This is a ballad for Santana.
Thank you.
sure there was a lot of dancing out there. Excellent performance. Well, always delivers. That's Otmar Liebert, and that was Ballad for Santana. And this is Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And as promised, let's move along with some lovely music by Edvard Grieg. Now, this is a Norwegian composer. He was born of a music teacher and a merchant, so he got both sides. Grieg's mum was his first piano teacher, and he started at the age of 6. His Holberg Suite, which we're going to be hearing, Opus 40, was originally composed for piano and later adapted for string orchestra. Now, this is a set of 5 movements based on 18th century dance forms. And one could say it is kind of an essay in neoclassicism. Today, a very spirited performance by the English Chamber Orchestra with Oku Kamu conducting.
Thank you.
Well, the English Chamber Orchestra, with Oku Kamu conducting, a performance of Grieg's Holberg Suite. And we cannot dismiss by saying Michaela Petri rocked it on recorder. Such a depth of performance. She gets so many nuances out of that instrument. You are listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And we're going to continue with a classic from Tchaikovsky. This comes from Swan Lake. From Act 2, here are the members of l'Orchestre Symphonique de Montréal with Charles Dutoit. L'Orchestre Symphonique de Montréal, and that was Charles Dutoit conducting, and music by Tchaikovsky from, of course, Swan Lake from Act 2. I think we have time for one more selection on today's program, so why not end again with another classic? We've had quite a few of them today. I'm talking about Mozart. Now, he wrote over 4 horn concertos, and they are a staple of a lot of professional horn players' repertoire. The concertos were written for his friend, Joseph Ludwig, and he had been known him since childhood. Now, Ludwig was also a very skilled horn player, and the works are very difficult to perform. There's lots of crazy things, and they were playing on natural horns of the period, and a lot of trills and hand stopping and rapid tonguing. Very hard techniques to master. But we're going to hear a performance by someone who seems to be able to do it quite effortlessly, and I'm talking about Barry Tuckwell. Here he is, joined by the members of the Academy of St. Martin's in the Fields, with Sir Neville Mariner. What a way to end a program. That was Barry Tuckwell on horn, joined by the members of the Academy of St. Martin's in the Fields, with Sir Neville Mariner conducting, and the finale from Mozart's Fourth Horn Concerto. Well, thanks for listening. You have been listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. I'm Mark Crete. Till next time. And do stay listening now to a phenomenal program. We're talking about Worku with Shuk Shukta, Ethiopian News, Radio and Culture. That is coming.